Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association presents Letters to Santa Claus. Santa's local mailbox is in the office of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan at the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Letters go direct to Santa's postmaster, who reads them over WJMA Radio Orange and then sends them on to the busiest man in the world. Be sure to bring your letters to Virginia Federal in Orange. Now, let's look in on Santa's post office.
It was nice, wasn't it? Rainy, but nice.
You mean the dedication of the memorial Christmas tree?
Mm-hmm.
Good thing I brought an umbrella. It never rained hard, just a little dribble.
Drizzle, you mean?
Drizzle, dribble. Nice anyway. Now, what's in Santa's mailbox
today? Lots of mail, Miss Message, and we better just get right to them.
Right.
I've got a short one here from Cheryl. Says, I'm 5 years old. Dear Santa, my name is Cheryl, and I would like to have a Dancerella doll, a Hungry Hippos game, and a Milky the Cow. Love, Cheryl. I'm 5 years old.
Let's see, here's another short one from Davy Melville. Dear Santa Claus, I would like a space helmet, a walkie-talkie, a space station, Starbird, R2-D2 robot, a jetmobile, and a cowboy outfit. Also, Santa, I would love to have a hat just like yours. I will leave you some cookies and eggnog.
Yum.
I love you very much. Merry Christmas, Davy Melville.
Uh-huh. Well, Davy is planning quite a welcome for Santa Claus there. Look at this one. It was made by Philip Ray Mahanes, who has made a nice Santa Claus on the cover.
That's pretty.
Oh, all sorts of... Gosh, he's got red spangles in the hair and then a nice big cottony whiskers and hat. Dear Santa, my name is Philip, and I'm 7 years old. I've tried to be a good boy. I would like a space-age walkie-talkie, a sled, and a watch. I'd also like some clothes, and bring anything else you think I'd like. Thank you for my toys last year. I'll leave some cookies and milk on the table. Merry Christmas, Santa. Philip Ray Mahanes.
Here's one from Ricky Smith. Dear Santa, I'm 6 years old. I've been good sometimes this year. I want a draw game, or any other target game, speed burners, all of the Star Wars people, a Max machine, and anything you want to leave. Love, Ricky Smith.
Yeah, Ricky did a nice signature there, too, didn't he?
Yeah.
Here's one from Buck. Says, Dear St. Nick, thanks for the Christmas stocking filled with goodies last year. I've already hung my stocking up this year. Buck takes no chances. He's a nice little boy. Says, I'd appreciate some more goodies. I have really tried to be good. And please remember my aunt at Christmas time, too, because she visits me every day. Buck Blankenbaker at Madison, Virginia. Thank you, little Buck, for your nice letter to Santa.
Well, a bunch of nice letters, and it really is picking up.
I'll say it is.
Well, is there any time for a story?
Well, there always is. How about this one? This is written by Cindy Vaughn in the 7th grade at Prospect Heights Middle School, and it's Johnny's Christmas. And it's sort of in the form of a memoir to begin with, I believe. Cindy writes, One day I was walking to the store. I saw a little boy standing by a wall, crying. I went to him and asked him what was wrong. And he said no one would give him a job. He said his name was Johnny, his parents were poor, and he says, I have two brothers and three sisters, and my father doesn't have a job, and my mother has to take care of my brothers and sisters, so she can't work, and we have no money for Christmas. Well, I told Johnny not to cry. He'd find a job. So Johnny wiped his eyes with encouragement. He went on his way. He went from door to door. No one had a job for him. It was getting dark, and he knew his mother would be worried. So he went home, hoping he would find a job. After supper, Johnny sat down and was thinking where he could find a job. And then he thought of that nice old lady, Mrs. Jennings. She lived by the school, and she lived alone. Next day, coming home from school, he saw Mrs. Jennings getting firewood. So he went to her and asked if he could help her, and she smiled and thanked him. So he took the wood inside, and she asked him to have some cookies and milk, and they sat down and talked while he ate. Johnny told her of his need for a job. With a big smile, she told him she would give him a job. His job? Chop wood, carry it into the house, run errands for her, and help her with the yard. And she said he could start next day. Well, Johnny thanked her, and he went on his way home. His heart was full of joy, and he was very happy. He started his work the next day, and he worked very hard. Christmas was near, and he thought what a nice Christmas his family would have. All of a sudden, he thought of Mrs. Jennings being alone at Christmas. He wanted something for her, too. And the time came for him to be paid for his work, and he thanked her and told her that he would see her next day. Well, he took the money to his parents, and they hugged him, told him how proud they were. And then Johnny asked them, could Mrs. Jennings come over for Christmas dinner? And they said yes. Well, it was a few days before Christmas, and Johnny and his father went out to get a Christmas tree. Johnny's sisters were waiting for them to come back with the tree. They finally came back with a huge tree. When all the girls finished decorating the tree, it was beautiful, Miss Message. It was Christmas Eve now. Mrs. Jennings came over. They all sat down, and they talked about Christmas. And then Johnny's father heard someone knocking at the door, and he answered it. Guess who it was? His old boss. And he asked him to come back to work. So he accepted. And then it was time to go to bed. Christmas morning, everyone got up. The girls got a doll, and the boys got a sleigh. And they all had a real nice Christmas, and everyone was happy. So Christmas turned out wonderful. A story called Johnny's Christmas by Cindy Vaughn in the 7th grade at Prospect Heights School in Orange. Whose is your story, Byron?
Well, this is by another 7th grader at Prospect Heights, Ronnie Richards. And Ronnie's story is X-ville. Kind of a funny name there.
Yeah.
Well, the story goes, in the land of X-ville, where all the X-men and X-women lived, there was a mean X-scientist that kept the secret of Christmas in a bottle. The X-people of X-ville did not know about Christmas, so on December the 25th, they had a normal day, not knowing it was Christmas. One day, the most intelligent X was wondering why all over the world people were celebrating the 25th of December. That night, he went to the mean X-scientist's lab to look for the secret of the 25th of December. He started to mix two bottles of liquid that said Xmas on them in a bowl. It read, the 25th of December is Christmas. People around the world celebrate the day Jesus was born. They decorate a tree, and they call it a Christmas tree. People put gifts around it, and other people open them. The X-man thought about it, and he started Christmas in X-ville. It's a nice story by Ronnie Richards.
That's a good approach. So that's how come it's called Xmas, do you suppose, Ronnie?
I guess
Ronnie.
So.
Well, look at the calendar, would you?
Yeah, here it is December 4th. Only 3 weeks to go. Time sure flies.
And it flies even in a short radio program, Miss Message. Look at the clock. We've got to close up and get the mailbag ready for Santa's courier.
Right.
Got them all stuffed in.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget the Mahane's letter there. And don't forget Little Buck's letter.
Okay.
I've got it all tucked in.
There. And I'll hang it on the hook on the way out. Good night, Mr. Postmaster.
Good night, Miss Message. See you tomorrow.
So long, we'll be listening again for more letters. Letters to Santa Claus is presented with the best Christmas wishes of Virginia Federal Savings and Loan Association on the corner of Main Street and Madison Road in Orange. Bring your letter to Virginia Federal and put it in Santa's mailbox, or if the office is closed, use the deposit slot outside. And listen each afternoon, Monday through Friday at 5:45, for Letters to Santa Claus.